What, if anything, in your opinion, can be done to help lower taxes for the residents of Stevens County?
I think some growth and development. It has to be managed well. There has to be, can't just be unhinged. It has to really be deliberate. I think that a strategic level plan and look at where do we want this county to be in 10 years and how do we get there? But if we don't know where we want to end up, we don't know how to get there. But having some growth, that's what helps reduce that tax burden that all of us feel.
What steps would you take as a county commissioner to address the issue of homelessness in Stevens County?
I think that one specifically requires a lot of people at the table because that involves a lot of public safety, that involves housing, that involves other communities and their actions and how that affects our community. And so I think that's not I'm not going to tell you I have the golden ticket answer for that, but what I would do is to seek out the people that are involved with that problem set and bring everybody in and say, okay, let's work through this and let's go through it in a deliberate problem-solving manner and not just make knee-jerk reactions and things that we're going to have to undo at a later time.
The issue of land use and rezoning is often a contentious source of debate. Mm-hmm. Where do you stand on rezoning? And if you could, please be specific as it pertains to your position on long-term RV parks.
Okay. I think that zoning is a very important tool and process that the county has to be able to ensure that those conditions are set to attract the right industries and economic growth. And so we have to be very deliberate with it. And I do know that the current board has made some adjustments, which I think are headed in the right direction to this. But I think that, you know, I'll be specific to the long-term RV parking. I think that is something that can pull in tourism, but I also at the same time think we have to be deliberate in how I had an officer I used to work with who used to tell me to use my precise words precisely. So when we look at zoning laws, we have to make sure that these things are written to where they achieve the intent. And if we're looking for something like tourism, it has to be addressed to that and not just to be long-term of someone who's going to live there indefinitely, because that is essentially creating housing. And I think that is not the intent of that.